We've been keeping with the theme, and I think it's going well, of things we do on Shabbos, halachos, minhagim, prevalent customs on Shabbos, to try to understand what they're about, to pump meaning into them. So we spoke about Shalom Aleichem, we spoke about Ish Eschayil and giving brachos to our children, and last week we spoke about Kiddush. So the plan this week was to talk about salt. We all, many of us probably, if not, let me know, because there is basis, we'll see later, have a salt shaker on the table. Maybe we pour salt on the challah, or we pour salt on the challah board, and then dip the challah in the salt. There'll be a difference, we'll see. And I also want to talk about why we cover the challah, and what's behind that, and lecha mishnah, the double challah, two rolls, two challahs. The salt topic took me in so many places. I hope to finish tonight, so we'll stick just with that. There's so much here. It's fascinating. Some of it, admittedly, I don't understand. It's deep Kabbalah, which is not my thing. Deep Chassidus. I spoke to a good friend of mine, Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberg, who's a big name in the YU, and he's an up and coming star. We're actually trying to bring him out here. His Chassidus Kabbalah, he's all over that. We spent like half hour trying to go through one piece of the Kaveh Chaim. I'll try to present it. Maybe you'll help me understand it. But I think it's real interesting. Now, does anyone here not have salt on Shabbos? Everyone does. Okay. Did anyone here eat bread during the week this week? Anyone have it? You had a bagel? You had a sandwich? You had salt?
No.
Only for Shabbos. I only do it on Shabbos. Also, and keep.
Some people add salt to their food whenever they. My dad's Israeli, and his generation, you sit down at the table when the food's before you even taste it, you salt the food.
But that's a taste thing. That's not.
Right.
That's the way he grew up.
My mother does that.
Yeah, that's because his mother wasn't a good. Your grandma might not have been a good cook. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm not trying to say anything. She, you know.
Great cook, but anyway, me, I'm conditioned. I don't know where I learned you shouldn't add too much salt to your food, so I never ate salt.
Okay. So the Gemara says, if you take a look at source one, the Gemara says, "Amar Rava Bar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Chia." Rava Bar Shmuel, say the name Rabbi Chia. Arkady, help yourself to some delicious food. It's be really good for your stomach. Ein Habotzea Rashai Liftsoa Ad Sheviu Melech O Lifton Lifnei Kol Echad VeEchad. The Botze, the one who breaks bread, is not allowed to break bread until they bring salt, melach is salt, oliftan, which is
relish,
any dip. I'd say today I call it hummus, a good avocado dip, pesto dip, whatever your favorite dip is. You're not allowed to break bread until you bring salt, oliftan, lifnei kol echad ve'echad, before every person. Now, does it say anything about what to do with the salt? No, there should be salt there. Okay? Rav Bar Shmuel Ikla Be'Rish Galusa. Rav the son of Shmuel went to the house of the Rish Galusa. Afikule Rifta. They brought him bread. Ubatz Alehadya. He broke bread right away. He didn't wait for salt. Amrule, they said to him, Hadar Mar Mishmaite, you are the same Rav Bar Shmuel, Rav Bar Shmuel, who instituted this halacha. And now you went back on it. You're preaching, you're not practicing what you preach. Amrulehu Leis Dain Tzarech Bishash. This bread doesn't need relish. Why not? Why do we need salt or relish in the first place? What's the reason? And there's nothing to do with Shabbos. Anytime you're going to break bread, you need salt. Why is that?
Domelim
Mizbeach. What does that mean? What does eating have to do with the Mizbeach?
Eating on the table is like, it's similar to the Mizbeach.
A table like a Mizbeach. Many of us, probably growing up, had a Rebbe, when we jumped on his desk, was like, oh, it's in his back, he can't stand on it. I don't know, I have like these terrible nightmares of a...
right.
Okay, yes, good. Yeah. So we'll get there. The Mefarshim on the Gemara don't say that. They say a much more simple pshat. You take a look, without a Mefarshim on the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who was the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe, says, you know why? You can't start to make the brach until they bring salt or relish. The food should taste good. They didn't have challah then like we have today. the good melt away challah, right? You know, they didn't pull apart, not melt, whatever. They didn't have, their challah bread didn't taste so good. What they have, it's very bland. And so why do you want it to taste good? Mishum kavod abracha. It's a kavod. We spoke last week a little bit. It's a kavod to the bracha in Kiddush to have a cup of wine. You're making a bracha. You're blessing God. You're blessing the food. So when you have a cup of wine, it's very chashuv. It enhances the bracha. If you're making a bracha, the motzi lechem min haaretz, and the food is rather bland, it doesn't taste so good. That's not such a, you have to make a bracha still. There's no distinction in brachas if a person's a good cook or not. You have to make a bracha. So we add salt. Doesn't sound like it's more than just being on the table. We add salt to the food to give a kavod to the bracha. What's interesting, Rav Sternbach, who's alive today, he lives in Har Nof in Eretz Yisrael, he says, I don't know, we'll do it outside. I don't understand the minhag ha'olam. Everyone uses salt. What would you rather with your bread? Salt or chumis? Salt or fill in the blank? The Gemara doesn't say melach, it says melach oliftan, relish, something to make the food taste better. So we're all sitting there with salt. Your dad would be happy for him. That makes his challah better. I'd much rather get me some pesto dip, get me some dill dip, and that's more of a kavod to my bracha. Hot challah fry now. That's tasty. So Rav Sternbach, we're going to see the Kabbalah and your Mizbeach pshat, Avi, is going to come up. But Rav Sternbach saying, that based on the simple reading of the Gemara, why go with salt?
Yeah, I have a little bit of a problem with this because we know starting from Rosh Hashanah, really right through Sukkos, where the salt goes bye-bye and we're using honey.
No, instead. We'll talk about it later where the salt goes bye-bye. Maybe do both.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about that if there's time.
All right, because I'm saying it's Kadesh. If it's Kadesh, then Nachelas Betam, well, you know, I mean.
Yeah, right. Good. Honey's a little better.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
It's for the
right.
Okay, so there's going to be more. There's going to be more that we'll have to see. So that's one shot. And we're going to see if that's the idea. Tosos is going to write. We'll see it in a minute. Well, we'll see it right now. Tosos writes in Source 4. Anu, ein anu regilim lahavi al shulchan, lo melach velo liftan. Toso says, our minog, and it's hundreds of years ago, we don't bring salt, we don't bring relish to the table. Why? It's this explicit Gemara. So what changed from the time of the Gemara to the time of Tosos?
The bread.
Yeah. What do they put in bread? Yes. The salt. There's a lot. It's the salt. He says, Mishun de Pashalanu Chashuv. If the whole reason is you want to make the bread more chashuv because the bracha is more chashuv when the food is good. So nowadays, there was a improvement in bread. Bread started to taste good. Our bread, says Tosos, is chashuv. Vaharehu kahadu amar b'samach leis din tzarech b'shash. Says Tosos, this is like the story at the end of the Gemara, that when the food was so good, he didn't need to have salt. Right? That food, that bread didn't need relish. Tosos says, nowadays, in the time of Tosos, they stopped having salt. So, our bread is delicious. I don't know, you put more salt on the bread, often it makes it worse. So what are we doing? So Toso says, Mihu Rabbi Menachem haya medatik ma'od lahavi melech al shulchan. Rabbi Menachem was very careful to put salt on the table. Why? It's very interesting. Kid Isa b'medrash, the medrash says, Kishi Yisrael yoshvin al shulchan umamtinin zedzeh ad shiyitlu yudayim. When the Jews are sitting at the table, they're waiting for each other. They wash their hands. What can they do? Nothing. And my students want to know, can you, after you wash, before you eat bread, can you text? Is that talking? Is that writing? Is no, not that. If they're doing on Shabbos, they're not asking. Hopefully not. So what are you supposed to do? There's nothing you can do. You twirl your thumbs. So the hein below mitzvos. They're sitting there. For a Jew to sit for 30 seconds without a mitzvah, it's like, it's inconceivable. I don't know. Halavai, you know? Halavai, that was the only time. There were the mitzvos. Hasatan mekatrig alem. The satan is accusing them, is attacking them. Look at the Jews. The Jews are sinned. You're not allowed to learn. That's a machlokas, whether you're allowed to learn. This matters as soon as you're not allowed to learn. You can't talk. What are you supposed to do? So the satan's angry. So what do we do? Bris melach megin alem. The covenant of salt protects us.
What's the problem with learning? It'd be a
hefsek? Might be a hefsek, yeah. So, what does that mean? How does salt, this bris, this covenant of salt, protect us from the Satan's anger and criticism that we're not doing mitzvahs. What does that do?
Isn't not talking itself a mitzvah? Because if you're not allowed to talk, you're refraining from an isser of sorts.
Right, if you're not allowed to talk, so the fact that you're not doing mitzvah, they tell an unbelievable story. The Chafetz Chaim met, I forgot who it was, a big rav in Europe, who was put into solitary confinement in Russia for like a week. Right. Oh no, the KGB here, I gotta be careful. We have the talking codes. And the Chafetz Chaim saw him and he said, how'd you do it? For 1 week, he couldn't daven, he couldn't learn. His room was his bath. How'd you survive? For the Chafetz Chaim, you can't live like that. He said, how'd you do it? So he said, the first day I was going Meshuggah, I was ready to lose my mind. And then I realized my mitzvah was not to learn. My mitzvah was not to daven. We get upset sometimes when we can't perform a mitzvah. That's our job in life is not to do mitzvahs. It's to do Ratzon Hashem. And sometimes Ratzon Hashem is for us not to do a mitzvah. So we could almost rejoice. But at the end of the day, they weren't doing mitzvahs. They're sitting there. The Satan's angry. So we bring a salt shaker, and that protects us. But what? What is salt? So I looked around. I finally saw Upshad, and the Sefer Mishnah Lachos, who's Rav Asher Klein, who was a Rav in Brooklyn, has many, many, many svarim. We'll do it outside. He says, I think it's such an insightful, creative Pshat. Salt is not eaten alone. You don't eat salt alone. Salt enhances what you're eating. Right, you add salt into something else, and it brings out the flavor. It makes that what you're eating tastier.
Yeah, it's a flavor potentiator, but it doesn't.
Who?
It's known as a potentiator.
A potentiator, okay.
But it doesn't really work on challah. It works on chicken soup or
no, but
tomato.
But here you're not putting the salt in the challah. It's on the table. So what salt represents is, in his language, davar hamoshech lehischabrus.
Joint.
Salt is a joiner. I don't know the right English word. Salt brings things together. You take different ingredients, you add salt, and it makes it better. So he says, salt is koris bris im zulaso. Salt creates a bond, a covenant, a pact with something else. So he says, that's the idea. People are sitting there, they can't eat together, they can't talk together, they can't do anything. It's not that they're not doing mitzvahs. I'm not doing my mitzvah, and you're doing your mitzvah. We're together. We can't interact. The Satan is angry when Jews are sitting there and not interacting in a positive way. So the way to protect us is to have the salt, which reminds us that really what we're meant to be doing is connecting with each other. You don't have salt alone. I'm a Jew. I don't view myself as being alone. I'm there to bring out your strengths, and you're there to bring out my strengths. And that salt, that bris melach, is there to serve as a reminder that even though at a time when we're alone, we can't do anything, we're vulnerable, it's that reminder that we're still supposed to be together. I thought that was a very interesting pshat to explain that medrash of Tosos, why there's salt on the table. That's one. So there's two approaches. There's the kavod for the bracha, which nowadays doesn't make sense because we don't eat it. Our bread is delicious. The second idea is this idea of the Satan's angry, we're alone, we're not together. We have this reminder of this, what was the word used again?
Potentiator.
Potentiator.
That's the term they use in food chemistry.
I mean, come on. That's
food chemistry.
Were you at the expo this week? This was the kosher food.
Okay,
fine. Then we had this idea that Avi suggests. Avi tells us, and it's the Shulchan Aruch, quoting from the Shiboli Alekid, who's a Rishon. The Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, and I don't know if Sfardim do this, I'd have to ask. The Shulchan Aruch says, nowadays, no salt. There's no salt. You don't need it. He doesn't quote this idea of Tosos. Nowadays, our bread is good. You don't need it. The Ramah, if you take a look at the second line, in source 6, where it says Haggah, the bottom of the first page, Mikol Mako mitzvah lahaniach al kol shulchan, on every table. Back then, everyone had their own table. It's a mitzvah to place on every table, melach, salt, kodem shivtsa, before you break bread. Ki ha shulchan domeh le mizbeach. V'achila k'korban. Okay? V'nemar, and every korban, I'll call korbancha takriv melech. And then Tosos adds in, it protects you from punishment, based on, the Shulchan Aruch adds in that idea from Tosos. So, says the Rama, the table is a shulchan, our achila is a korban, sorry, the shulchan is a mizbeach, I apologize, the achila, the eating, is a korban, and on every korban, I'll call korbancha takriv melech, there was salt. So, what does that mean, that the table is a mizbeach? What does that mean? It's just that it looks like it?
Certain
a bed is a mizbeach. I don't know what.
Kedusha
to the table. What's the kedusha of the table?
You're having a meal.
Potentiator.
What's
the mizbeach is where the korban was consumed, and okay. The dinner table is where your food is consumed. So what? I don't know.
Sounds good.
Right, so I saw two explanations. Source 7, source 8, both in the Chavetz Chaim. The first one he says shocked me. He says when the Beis Hamikdash was around, the Mizbeach was Mechaper. The Mizbeach atoned for man's sin. Nowadays, our table atones for our sins. In what way does our table atone for our sins? Most of our eating, I speak for myself, my eating is not atoning. I'm not a bad eater, but my eating is not, unfortunately, bring me to high levels of Kedusha. In what way is the Mizbeach an atonement? At a Shulchan, a table, he says, look at the last line, source 7. Because your table represents your food, and people give of their food to the poor. And that's mechaper. So the table it represents staka. It represents you giving of others food. Back then, I think that they weren't, you know, writing checks. They were literally, the Tonke Shabbos is probably the oldest form of tztaka. So the table represents the mizbeach, because the mizbeach is mechaper, and giving tztaka is mechaper. Then he says that the table you speak Torah, and the Mishnah of Pirkei Avos says if you have people who are sitting at a table talking Torah, so the table's like the mizbeach.
How often do you say brachas betzibur? I mean, like outside of the shul. I mean, in your house. You know,
okay.
It's a Shabbos table. You know, you're sitting on the Shabbos table. You're making the make a bracha on the yayin.
But how is that mizbeach? It's kedusha. I'm not. A lot of mitzvahs are done at the table. Brachos and benching and eating brings is enables you to other mepharshim say that eating enables you to do your avoda. The mizbeach represents the avoda. You can't do your avoda, whatever that avoda is, unless you eat. Okay, so it's mizbeach. The Magen Avraham says so much. This is so true that your table is mizbeach. I didn't know this until I was preparing this year. You now have to kill a bug on your table. As I was preparing this year, I saw a little bug on my table. Got it. I had to go wash my hands. You kill a bug. And then 2 minutes later, I learned the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, Osir laharog kina al shulchan. You
Did
can't kill
it. Include the table in the sukkah as well?
That's a good...
That could be very
problematic. That's a good question. The Mepharshim say you can't do anything derech bizayon on a table. You can't change a diaper. I mean, it's probably not nice to your kid. Put him on the carpet. Shulchan Aruch said you can't change a diaper. Not the Shulchan Aruch. The Mepharshim said you can't change a diaper. You can't put, like...
It
treated it like a mizbeach. I was surprised when I saw this. I thought, like, and I guess maybe my Rebbe when I was in the sixth grade knew what he was talking about. There's a sefer called Chashuk Echem. I know Avi's a big fan of Zilberstein. Zilberstein's a Rav in Israel who has... The most creative and wildest questions. So he says, wait a second. You're on an airplane, right? You're on an airplane. That little thing that comes down, what do we call it? The tray. The tray is mizbeach, right? You're eating. You're eating at a table. That's your table. That's your tray. It's a table. So are you going to say that this table, which is owned by a non-Jew... Whoever owns, I don't know, American Airlines. So his table's in his back. So do you need salt? Again, he's assuming you're going to have salt during the week because we haven't seen any distinction of Shabbos and weekday. So are you obligated? Or you go to a restaurant. Maybe you're paying for the food. You kind of own the... You could be at a treif restaurant eating kosher food at work. Is that table, which is owned by a non-Jew, or on an airplane, which is, you know, dirty and this, I don't know. Are you obligated to have salt on that table.
Every kosher meal that I've ever had on a plane has salt, a salt packet inside.
Yeah. That's why.
I've never seen
that. Well, actually, that's not the reason.
The reason for that is like, that's saying, like your reason. They know the plane food is not so good. It's the only thing that you can't mess up.
It's because it has no taste.
Right. So he asked, I thought, if you think about it, what does it really mean? Mizbech. If it's a mizbech, so I could argue that if you have a table, you're on a plane, the airplane is owned by a non-Jew, and maybe his table is not a mizbech. So he says, if the reason is the first reason we saw, that because the salt protects you when you after you wash until you're able to eat, so then of course, nothing to the table. But if you're learning some mizbech, he says you wouldn't need it. But then he says, if you look closely at the language of the Ramah,
you're sitting next to, you're assuming that there's
right,
plane.
So you know the shot I told you from Ramanasha Klein only works if there are two people eating together. If it's just me, no, me, yeah. If it's just me, then his if I'm eating alone, this shot doesn't work. So he adds in, right, right. No, if Ramanasha Klein's explanation within Tosfos that only works if you're eating with two people. He says the Ramah adds in v'ha'achila k'korban. The table is a mizbeach, but the eating is a korban. So you're eating. So it's the eating that makes it a korban, and every korban needs salt, even if it's not necessarily mizbeach. Okay, I thought that was a very interesting application. So that is the third shot, that's a mizbeach. Then we get to the Kabbalah. And again, until now, any distinction of Shabbos weekday? No. And is there any reason to dip or have the salt with the bread nowadays? No. Bismana Gemara, yeah. Nowadays our bread is delicious. The only reason is to protect from the satan or because it's bach, have it on the table. You don't need to eat it.
At the chachil of the carbon, the salt had to be on the carbon.
I'll call carboncha takriv melach. Okay. Okay, but it's not really a carbon. There's no blood oozing, you know what I'm saying? We're not totally... Yeah, you're probably right. You're not actually making a korban. You're trying to resemble it as much. I don't know. That's a good point. Then there's the Kabbalah. Shulchan Aruch, have it on the table. Says the Ramah. Afagav, they don't know menohagin b'achilas melach mishum d'yesh b'pas melach. Nowadays, there's salt in the bread, so you don't need salt. Mikol malko mitzvah la'nichar al shulchan. There's a mitzvah to place the salt on the table. V'kasva mikubalim, the Kabbalists, right? L'tabel prusas habitzia b'melach. Don't pour. People here pour the salt on the bread or dip the bread in the salt. You shake. You pour. Okay. The Magen Avraham says the Kabbalah is to dip. Again, not just have it on the table, but to dip the bread in the salt.
I put it on the challah board and dip.
Right. And dip. Right. 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 I've seen people. I'll probably say it's split pretty evenly. What I do is not because I knew what I was doing. That's just I don't know. So my dad did. I think. Or I have one kid who doesn't want salt, and one kid who wants salt. So you're going to pour salt on it, and someone's going to get angry. So the Ber Hetev adds on a little more. The Kusva Mekubalim, and a lot of people told me they do this. The Kabbalists, right? The Yatbil Prusas Hamotzi Bimelach, dip the bread in the salt, Gimel Palmim, three times. Does anyone do that?
No.
You do that?
Yeah, because my brother once told me that Kabbalah, you do it three times. He
pretended like it was he learned the Kabbalah.
I thought he was so smart.
The Ber Hetev is in the Shulchan Aruch in the Mishnah Berurah. Dip it three times, I'll pick Kabbalah. Why? Why dip three times, I'll pick Kabbalah? Okay, so the Kav HaChaim, that's the first place I looked because he usually has his stuff. The Chida. Let me see if I can understand. Again, I'm lacking a basic Kavana on this, and I'm certainly lacking a deep understanding, and I'm not even sure where to turn. You know, they have like halacha hotlines if you need to know a psak and you know what to call. I haven't found a Kabbalah hotline. I don't know. We'll tweet Madonna and we'll find out. Maybe she's holding. Okay. Melech and Lechem are same exact letters. Mem, Lamed, Ches, Melech. Lamed Ches Mem. Same exact letters. Lechem Melech in Gematria. Yes, we're doing the Gematria thing. Is?
78.
Which is? What times 3? Yud Kei Vav Kei. Right? Yudke Vavke, the Shem Havaya, the name of Hashem, times three is 78.
Is Melch.
So this is what he wants to say. And that there's this Rav Moshe Tzvi was telling me all these, each one of the avos is X number of times is gematria is Yudke Vavke times something. I have to think about it. Yosef is, I think, one of them is three, one of them is four, one of them is five. Each one of the avos, as you go higher up, they're closer. I'm not so good at math. I need my calculator. We'll look at it. But Melech and Lechem are both 78, three times Yudke Vavke. So this is what he says. Bread represents chesed. Why? I'm not sure. Bread represents chesed. He says, Melach, salt, the Yudke Vavke three times. Apparently in every Yudke Vavke has chesed and din. Again, I'm not exactly sure, but the Melach represents din. The Yudke Vavke has an element of it's Yisod. Yisod is the sixth Svira, right? I should say that at the beginning. There's seven Sviros. There's seven heavenly spheres. The sixth one is Yisod, which is made up of six Yudke Vavkes, three which is Chesed, and three which is Din. Salt represents the Din, and the bread represents the Chesed, kindness and Din. So he says, what we do is we want to be Mamtik the Din. We want to sweeten, we want to enhance the Din. So we take the bread, again, I'm not claiming that I understand this. We take the bread, which is the Chesed, and we dip it in the din to, so to speak, sweeten, to be mamtik that din, which is lechem, which is melech. They're both intertwined. I don't really understand, again, but what he's saying is that when you dip it three times, what you're supposed to be, have kavana. So it's not just a random thing you're doing. You're dipping three times. Jonathan, when you do that tomorrow night, you'll dip three times, and you'll be thinking, wow, there's a lot of din. There's a lot of din in life. Life is hard. There are things that aren't great. But Shabbos, especially, but even during the week, we could reflect. And the chesed that Hashem has given us, hopefully, far exceeds the din. So we want to be able to infuse the din with chesed. So the din is on the table, which is melech. We pour it out. The din is there. We're acknowledging that there's din. And now we take the chesed and we dip it into the din to sweeten that din. And his idea is that we should be thinking that. And even if we don't necessarily understand it, but okay, this week was a rough week. Things didn't go well at work. I had this challenge. But also, look at my life. Look at all the positive, the chesed. And I'm trying to let the chesed override the din. Again, hopefully one day I'll understand that a little more, but on some level, for what that's worth. Then he says something crazier. What's the difference between melach and lechem? In the letters, there's one difference. Is the mem open or is the mem closed? In melach, salt, it's open. In lechem, it's closed. Therefore what? He says that melach, the melach, the mem is open, right?
Yes.
And the lechem, it's closed. So he says that you want the melach to be like swallowed up by the lechem. You want it to be swallowed up inside the lechem where the mem is closed, because again, the mem is chesed, and it's almost like a prayer that Hashem, all that din, I want it to be swallowed up and bottled up inside that chesed. Okay, that's interesting. Now, in source 14 is a sefer called Divrei Harav, which is Rav Schechter from YU, who writes all the halachas and minhagim of Rav Soloveitchik.
I'm sorry, I have a quick thought, perhaps, in Lechem and Chesed.
Sure.
So I'm really reading from the beginning of Parshas Vayera. So it talks about Avram Avinu, who's sitting outside his tent, Kikom Hayom, the heat of the day, and we all know that it was about Achnas Sorchem. So it says, Bechal Fas Lechem. So that's what he did. He invited people to his tent.
Ginem Lechem.
So he was doing a Chesed, by having people come in. So that's why he did the connection.
Very good, very good.
It's also the staff of life.
Right. Ki Alechem Yichi Adam. That's what they ate back then. Right. Rav Schechter points out that Rav Soloveitchik's father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, did not use salt on Friday night. It's completely opposite of most of us. I have salt Friday night, but Sunday night, when I'm having my hot dog and my bun, I don't dip it in salt. Maybe in mustard or in coleslaw, but not salt. The salt in the okay. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik did not have salt Shabbos day. Sorry, night. Friday night. Why not? The Chassam Sofer as well. If you take a look at the Chassam Sofer 15 on Motzi, Lo Tavel Beleil Shabbos Kodesh B'Melech. He did not dip the bread on Friday night, which is so it's totally counter to what most of us do. Why? So if you take a look at the Chassam Sofer, Ki Hatam Shal Kol Korban Chatakir B'Melech, Lo Shayech Beleil Shabbos Kodesh. Because Lo Ayabak Torah, the salt was for the Friday korban. They didn't do that Friday night. The only korban they brought was the korban tamid shel shachar Shabbos morning and the tamid shel ben arba'im on Shabbos. But it was olas Shabbos b'Shabbato. There was no salt used on the korbanos on Shabbos. So if the whole reason is because it's dome lemizbeach and the korban again the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and the Chassam Sofer, I guess we're not bothered by this Kabbalah. Maybe they didn't understand it, and they probably understood it. But they were not bothered by the Kabbalah. The main reason is because of the Mizbeach. That's the reason for the Ramah. So if that's the reason, Shabbos, you don't need it. And don't tell me it's a cover for the Bracha, because nowadays, our challah is delicious. So both Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and the Chassam Sofer did not have salt Friday night. But I thought, it's fascinating. Others say not to have salt Friday night because the salt is a shmira, a protection from the satan who's angry. Shabbos, we don't need that shmira. There's a whole discussion about the bracha of Shomer Amal Yisrael Ad. We have a different end to that bracha, Pori Sukkos, right? That's a whole discussion whether you need a shmira on Shabbos. Shabbos itself protects us. So if that's the reason, maybe that's the reason. So the Chassam Sofer did not have salt on the night of Shabbos, which is...
I just want to make a deal.
So fascinating. Can you give me one second?
Yeah.
Give me 1 second. So that's Shabbos. Then, he quotes in here, if you take a second paragraph, Shamati Meharab Menachem Gnak. It's Rabbi Lubin's good friend at the OU. In Englewood, Sheyichyeh. Shemispachas Salveitchik Sheba Eretz Yisrael. I'm assuming he's referring to... the Brisker Rav and his children, the Soloveitchik family as well. Lo mochin bichlal asalechem b'shas berachas amotzi afil b'yimosachol. They never used salt. Ki bizmanenu tamid misimim k'sas melech b'pas. There's always salt in the bread. The tamid team, it always tastes good. So I guess they weren't bothered by the Kabbalah. We don't hold every Kabbalah. Now, it's interesting. The Ramah brings up this idea of mizbech. So I'm not sure why the Soloveitchik family was not concerned, they're not trying to fulfill this Ramah. I mean, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara is very... Okay, Tosos brings in this Medrash, pure halacha, so you don't need the salt. So the Soloveitchik family, the Rav and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik didn't have salt on Friday night, and the Soloveitchik as well never had salt. And it's fascinating. But what's interesting is that the Chiddush is even... the question is, why not... Why don't we do it during the week?
It wasn't for medical reasons, like high cholesterol? Or
yeah. So yeah. I think I told the story with my Rebbe and his finger. And when I was in yeshiva, remember Rabbi Feldman from OJ?
Yeah, sure.
So Rabbi Feldman from OJ, he used to make kiddush with his pinky out like this.
Yeah, I used to make fun of him.
Right. So we thought he was like a...
I come quick, because he was dainty. That's
he was quasi-Hasidish. So we all, there was like a room in yeshiva. I was like, Feldman is Kabbalah. It's like these deep... I don't know. We've seen a lot of crazy things. We thought he had this crazy Kabbalah. So we went to his house for Shabbos. We finally had the courage to ask him. He starts laughing. He goes, when I was like 12 years old, the car door... He's like, I actually can't move my pinky than I was. So, yeah. Sometimes we see people doing things. We see people doing things, and we're like, oh, it must be. No, maybe they had a high class. I don't think you would quote it in here if it was just being at that high class. But interesting. So, okay, give me one more. The Gemara says for taste.
So nowadays, the Machiks don't do it
because of that. The Tosos already says, you're right, Tosos says nowadays you don't need it. The Shulchan Aruch says nowadays you don't need salt. The Ramah comes in, and the Ramah introduces this idea. It's based on the Shibolei Alek, it was a Rishon. We should have salt. Why? Because the Shulchan is Mizbeach, and Achila is the Korban, and I'll call Korbanka Takir Melech. Now that's not a Musar Sefer, it's the Ramah. The Ramah's in the Shulchan Aruch. We usually try to keep our... Sometimes the Mishnah Berurah will bring in a Zohar. You don't have to keep every Zohar. But this is... It's in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, the Salvechiks have broad shoulders to... You're right. It makes sense. The Gemara says you don't need to. Tosa says nowadays... The Gemara sounds like you wouldn't need to. But what's interesting is that I asked... Luban, I asked a lot of different people, different Rabbanim, is there any basis to have salt on Shabbos and not during the week? And they all said, "Oh, that's a really good point. I don't know. We'll look around. I haven't seen anything. You want to tell me it's only a korban on Shabbos? No, it's the opposite. It's the opposite. There's more of a reason not. If the whole reason you're doing it is because of Mizbeach, and you want to tell me it's Shabbos is special, Shabbos is the reason not to do it. So there's this Kabbalah, Yudke Vavke, three times. Maybe we understand Kabbalah better on Shabbos. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not going to start doing it during the week because
once you start,
you can't stop. People don't do it. It's not. That's tricky. Sometimes you learn halacha and maybe you want to do it, but the language of the Rabbanim sometimes is poke chazi ma'am adavar. See what people are doing. Maybe people do it. I don't know. I asked a lot of Rabbanim and different people. They're like, we don't know. I looked in different svarim. It's not brought down. Why? What people say to me is that you don't really have to do it in the first place. It's the Salvechiks. They're Tosfos. Nowadays, you don't need it. Okay, so once you're going to tell me, it's I don't mean this in a derogatory way. It's a cute idea because of Mizbeach. It's okay. So if you miss it, it's not such a big deal. Shabbos.
Nobody misses it on Shabbos.
Yeah, it's part of like the look also. You have a nice salt shaker. It's... I don't know. I'm not sure. You're having a party. You're going to, you know... Super Bowl party. I didn't see anyone dipping their hero in salt. Definitely not three times. I don't know.
Is it just challah or any
bread? A bread. Yeah, grilled cheese, a baguette, a wrap, whatever bread you like.
What about non-bread food? Pasta or any food?
Yeah, so I was thinking that according to the Gemara, the reason you make the bracha is a cover for the bracha. So... All for that. They didn't eat. What did they eat back then?
Potatoes.
They ate vegetables, bread, chicken, potatoes. Meat.
Turnips.
Maybe it's only maybe the hamotzi bracha is more chashuv, and that bracha needs a kavod. But
because we're not called be'esuda during the week, you like didn't eat a sandwich. In other words, when you have Shabbos, you have challah, and then you have food afterward. You want to make the bracha more important, so you put melech on. But most of the time, people. Nowadays, people don't eat bread that much.
Well, since the Atkins diet, people don't eat bread anymore. Before that, everyone's eating bread. Now, it could be. I'll tell you. I gave a shiur on Tuesday night about benching al kos, and we'll close with this. Really, according to the halacha, you should bench al kos when you have three people. Okay? Now, you don't have to. It's a mitzvah min a muvchar. It's a kavod for the bracha. I've never seen anyone during the week. Now, at a shul dinner, I've seen that. At a bar mitzvah, I've seen that. I've never seen, dinner Sunday night, and you're going to the fridge. You might like wine, but you're getting wine during wine. I've never seen that. Thanksgiving, yeah, you don't see people benching. I don't see that. So why not? Some people do it on Shabbos. Some people don't even do it on Shabbos. Most people don't do it on Shabbos. Why not? So Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, who was a Rav in Memphis for 50 years, Rav Ephraim Greenblatt writes that the whole point while you bench on a cup is it's a cover for the bracha. Shabbos is a time, again, if you want to do it on Shabbos, that's a time for kavod. You're a little less rushed, you're relaxed, you're dressed nicely, the table's set. During the week, I mean, you're eating, you're running, halavai, we should bench with kavana, we're so quick, we're running, you're using paper plates, there's dirty napkins on a table. It's not really a time. Even if you want to try to honor the bracha, it's not. It looks a little weird. It's like going to a restaurant. I'm a Rebbe, so TBC, they still get me kosher food. But I'm sure you've had this where you go to a restaurant for a meeting. Now they'll give you china and make it look nice. But apparently that's a relatively new thing. You go to a non-kosher restaurant, and they bring you like a big piece of steak, and it's not like a styrofoam thing, right? You have a paper plate at a fancy restaurant. It doesn't look right. So during the week, you're gonna get a kiddush cup. You're gonna use your plastic cup or your glass and fill it up with wine. Your plastic cup to bench al hakos. It's not such a cover for a bracha. So you want to say a similar type of thing. If the salt is for cover for, but it's not for cover for the bracha nowadays, even on Shabbos, it's for mizbeach. You want to say to talk about mizbeach when you're at your kitchen table and there are books and I don't know. I don't have a pshat. I'm not willing to start doing it yet because people don't, you know, it's the opposite of everyone's doing it. You know, no one's doing it. I don't know, but it would seem to me to make sense. But at the same time, I'm going to tell you, it's not crazy to never do it. I just think to never do it, always do it, be consistent. I'm not sure. Hopefully, tomorrow night. Maybe breakfast tomorrow morning if you're having a bagel. But hopefully tomorrow night, as we'll dip in, we'll think, you know what, our table's a mizbeach. I think maybe we would act differently, think differently, if we realize our table's a mizbeach and our achila is a korban. Our achila is a korban. Don't yell at your kids. Your eating's a korban. You're not eating right. But it frames the way we eat. Our achila is a korban. And there's this idea. Hopefully one day I'll understand a little more that we're being mamtik the din, the yudkei vavkei times three of lechem, the yudkei vavkei times three of melach, and we're trying to sweeten, to enhance, to promote the fact that the chesed overrides the din. Alright, next one will be in 2 weeks, Emirza Hashem. Mars and if that Mar free, that'd be great.
Or else we'll go up to the Eric's Strong next Thursday night.
That's beautiful. Very well for me. Oh, look what I got. look like, look